Colonial architecture and capitalism always create ways in which you think you have rights, but you don't have none. And that's kind of like what I'm trying to do. So they say, oh, you have some qualified rights, but when you look at how the policy is structured, you don't really have none at all. You know what I mean? Because everything is based upon conditions. What you do see is the segregation of spaces. This is the classical old kind of an apartheid consciousness that you apply. So this is the same colonial logic as to how them use instruments of rules and law to exclude people, so there now becomes an exclusivity for you to access and use Jamaican beaches because of this quote-unquote qualified rights. So that is a non-starter. We will lose the rocky coastline where many of us go sit down, hold with meditation, chew off a little line and fish and enjoy.